Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today, Nun Vav, Psalm 56. Lamenatzech al Yonat Eilem Rechokim LeDavid Michtam Be'achozoto Plishtim Bagat. To the chief musician, according to Yonat Eilem Rechokim a Michtam of David, when the Philistines seized him in Gat. Another curious title. This time, within this one verse, we have four titles to deal with. The word Lamenatzeach, which we've seen before, the words Yonat Elim Rechokim, bizarre, the word Michtam, and the historical context of when he was held by the Philistines in Gat. Let's start with the end. Recall Psalm 34 with the title of David Bishanoto et Ta'amolif Nevi Melech, changing his nature in front of the king in Gat. Here, too, is a reference to that event where David was held by the Philistines. Chacham creatively suggests that when he was taken captive, he started singing strange sounds, maybe Yonat Elim, the sounds of a dove. And that made them consider him to be crazy. Other interpretations of the term Yonat Elim. Rashbam claims it is the name of a musical instrument. Radak and others suggest it is a description he gave about himself, about his situation. He is like a mute dove running away, or perhaps from the root word alumim, gathering wood to make her nest. So too, David was wandering from one place to another, gathering people. A michtam is a name for a psalm which occurs six times in Tehillim, actually in the next five mizmorim. Some suggest it represents a certain high level of composition from the word ketem paz, a valuable gem. Amos Chacham divides the psalm into seven subsections: a call for help, initial trust in God, actions of the wicked, requests for the surrender of the wicked, request for praise to be answered, second expression of trust in God, and finally a vow of gratitude to God for salvation. I'm splitting it into two sections. Chaneni Elohim ki sha'afani enosh kol hayom lochem yilchatzeni. Sha'afu shorerai kol hayom ki rabim lochamim limarom. Yom ira ani elecha eftach. Be'elohim ahalel dvaro, be'elohim batachti lo ira, ma'yaseh vasar li. Kol hayom dvarai ye'atzvu alai kol machshuvotam lara. Yaguru yitzponu hema akevai yishmoru kasher kivu nafshi. Al avin palet lamo ba'af amin. Horeid Elohim, Nodi Safarta Ata Sima Dimati Benodcha, Halo B'Sifratecha. Be gracious to me, O God, for men long to swallow me up. All day long the warriors oppress me. My enemies daily long to swallow me up, for there are many who fight against me. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I put my trust, I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? Every day they wrest my words, all their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together, they hide themselves. They mark my steps, they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In your anger, cast down the peoples, O God. You have kept count of my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? The first several verses remind me a lot of Psalm 27. Excuse me, when David spoke of all his enemies gathering around him and prepared to devour his flesh. And he asked, from whom shall I fear? Here too, in verses 2 and 6, he presents this dread of all day they attack and oppress. And the words shorirai, rabim, ira, eftach, basar, and koveh are all words used by the psalmist in Psalm 27 when he is trying to find a way to have faith in God despite his perilous situation. Verse 9 culminates with his turning to God, exclaiming that you have been counting my wanderings or my pain, having put my tears in your bottle. You count. That sense that God had been watching and counting the amount of times he was violated, the amount of suffering and the amount of tears. He turns to God for justification with desperation. Verse 10 represents a transition, as he begins with the word "az," a literal transition when the enemies will start to retreat. Az yashuvu oivai achor b'yom ekra zayadati ki Elohim li. When I cry to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. B'Elohim ahalel davar, b'Adonai ahalel davar. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise. B'Elohim batachti lo ira ma yaseh adam li, alai Elohim nidarecha ashalim todot lach. Ki itzalta nafshi mimavet halo ragli midechi letalech lefnei Elohim borachayim. In God I have put my trust, I will not be afraid. What man can do for me, to me? Your vows are upon me, O God, I will render thank offerings to you, for you have saved my soul from death and my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. After having screamed out to God and acknowledged his precarious position with tears filling a bottle, he goes through some kind of feeling of catharsis. God has heard him. God will begin to act in his favor. He knows it, as verse 10 attests, saying, after all, Elohim li, God is with me. There's no doubt that the guiding word in the last five verses is God. He knows God is with him. In Elohim he will praise, in God he will laud, in Elohim he trusts, he will not fear. On Elohim he will vow and pay his debt of gratitude. It feels like he's using God's name as a mantra to rise up above his pain and convince himself to believe in God's salvation, to cease the constant fretting, to take an active stance in God, like offering sacrifices or fulfilling vows. Towards the end of the psalm, he turns directly to God, Nochach, and acknowledges him in first person. He says, vows to you, sacrificial offerings to you. You saved me. Verse 14 rings in our ears as quite similar to the final verse in Hallel's Psalm 116. God saving his soul from death, his feet from faltering, so that he may walk before God in the light of life. Recall that in Psalm 27, his final hope was that he would see the good of God in the land of life, Be'eretz HaChayim. Here he is confident that God will save him and he will walk in the light of life, Be'or HaChayim. Amos Chacham concludes the analysis by noting that it must be that the song Yonat Elim Rechokim was a well-known love song, which described the lovers yearning for each other while being far away from one another. The psalmist then used the theme to describe the yearnings of Israel to be close to God while being removed from his presence due to enemies, sin, and suffering. Chazal used the image of a dove as referring to the people of Israel constantly, hoping to return to their beloved. And perhaps this is the essence of this psalm. Perhaps.